The Beethoven Violin Concerto is part of Sunday's Philadelphia Orchestra and Concert broadcast on WRTI. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, the soloist on the program spent years preparing for this singular work.
Beethoven tried certain major musical forms only once. One opera, one violin concerto was all he wrote.
Yes, I find almost an anti-violin concerto.
Nikolai Znaider says he spent years preparing to take on what he calls one of the most difficult pieces for his instrument.
It's a strange piece because at first it doesn't feel like there's much to sink your teeth into. It's more of a, from a physical point of view, highly uncomfortable piece. It's written in a way that doesn't necessarily sound difficult, doesn't sound very virtuosic, but lies in a way that physically makes it hard to play and to play cleanly.
In Sunday's Philadelphia Orchestra concert broadcast, Znaider gives a masterful account of the work. He says it took age and its attendant personal and artistic growth for him to get beyond what he describes as the mere graphical representations of the music, those black dots on white paper.
Growing up, it was more a sort of a practical, instrumental approach, you know, how to put it together, how to make the phrase work, how to make it organic, how to make it beautiful, how to... And that's hard enough, and that can take you a lifetime, and you'll never quite figure it out. That's the problem we have as instrumentalists. But at one point, that wasn't enough for me. I felt I had to know more about why is that note here? What does that mean?
Under the baton of guest conductor Stefan Deneuve, the Philadelphia Orchestra plays the Shostakovich Symphony No. 10 and Beethoven's Violin Concerto with soloist Nikolai Znaider this Sunday afternoon on WRTI.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.